Did you know Frau Paflagan?
I asked Kriskin when we had stopped at the top of the shortcut to drink water and marvel at our progress. The view was worth a few minutes.
I was his fid, Kriskin said. You were Orlo's?
I nodded. Are you aware that Orlo was a fid of Paflagan before Paflagan came to you through the labyrinth? Frau Kriskin said nothing. For Paflagan to have mentioned Orlo, or anything about his former life among the Tenors, to Kriskin would have been a violation of the discipline. But it was the sort of thing that could easily leak out when talking about one's work. I went on.
Paflagan and another Tenor named Estimard worked together and raised Orlo. They left at the same time, Paflagan via the labyrinth and Estimard via the Daygate. Estimard came here,
Kriskin asked.
What was Orlo's reputation? Before his anathem, I mean.
He was our best, I said, surprised by the question. Why? What was Paflagon's reputation?
Similar.
But, because I could tell that there was a but coming.
His avocation was a bit strange. Instead of doing something with his hands like most people, he made a hobby of studying,
we know, I said, the polycosm, and or the Hylaean theoric world.
Oh, you looked at his writings, Kriskin said.
20-year-old writings, I reminded him. We have no idea what he's been up to recently. Kriskin said nothing for a few moments, then shrugged.
It seems highly relevant to the Convox, so I guess it's okay for me to talk to you about it.
We won't tell on you,
Leo promised him.
Kriskin didn't catch the humor.
Have you ever noticed that when people are talking about the idea of the Hylaean theoric world, they always end up drawing the same diagram?
Yeah, now that you mention it, I said.
Two circles or boxes, Leo said. An arrow from one to the other.
One circle or box represents the Hylaean theoric world, I said. The arrow starts there and points to the other one, which represents this world.
This cosmos,
Kriskin corrected me.
Or a causal domain, if you will. And the arrow represents...
A flow of information,
Leo said.
Knowledge of triangles pouring into our brains.
Cause and effect relationship, was my guess. I was recalling Orlo's talk of causal domain shear.
Those two amount to the same thing,
Kriskin reminded us.
That kind of diagram is an assertion that information about the oracle forms can get to our cosmos from the HTW and cause measurable effects here.
Hold on. Measurable? What kind of measurable are you talking about?
Leo asked.
You can't weigh a triangle. You can't pound in a nail with the Edrakonic theorem.
But you can think about those things, Kriskin said. And thinking is a physical process that goes on in your nerve tissue.
You can stick probes into the brain and measure it,
I said.
That's right,
Kriskin said.
And the whole premise of protism is that those brain probes would show different results if there weren't this flow of information coming in from the Hylaean theoric world.
I guess that's so,
Leo admitted.
But it sounds pretty sketchy when you put it that way.
Never mind about that for now,
Kriskin said. We were on a steep part of the road, breathing hard and sweating as the sun shone down on us, and he didn't want to expend much energy on it.
Let's get back to that two-box diagram. Paflagon was part of a tradition, going back to one Sur Uthentine at St. Beritos in the 14th century AR, that asks, why only two? Supposedly it all started when Uthentine walked into a chalk hall and happened to see the conventional two-box diagram where it had been drawn up on a slate by one Fra Erasmus.
Leo turned and looked at me.
Yes, I said. My namesake.
Kriskin went on.
Uthentine said to Erasmus, I see you are teaching your fids about directed acylic graphs. When are you going to move on to the ones that are a little more interesting? To which Erasmus said, I beg your pardon, but that's no dag. It is something else entirely. This affronted Sur Uthentine, who was a theor who had devoted her whole career to the study of such things. I know a dag when I see one, she said. Erasmus was exasperated, but on reflection he decided it might be worth following up on his sewer's upsite. So Uthentine and Erasmus developed complex protism.
As opposed to simple? I asked.
Yes, Kriskin said. Where simple is the two-box kind. Complex can have any number of boxes and arrows, as long as the arrows never go round in a circle.
We had spiraled around to the shady side of the butte and come to a stretch of road that had been covered with silt during seasonal rains, perfect for drawing diagrams. While we rested and sipped water, Kriskin went on to give us a calca about complex protism. The gist of it was that our cosmos, far from being the one and only causal domain reached by information from a unique and solitary Hylaean theoric world, might be only one node in a web of cosmi through which information percolated, always moving in the same direction as lamp oil moves through a wick. Other cosmi, perhaps not so different from ours, might reside up wick from ours and feed information to us, and yet others might be down wick from us, and we might be supplying information to them. All of which was pretty far out, but at least it helped me understand why Paphlagon had been evoked.
Now, I have a question for you, Tenors, Kriskin said as we set out again. What was Estimard like?
Well, he walked out before we were collected, I said. So we didn't know him.
Oh, that's all right, Kriskin said. We'll know soon enough.